صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله، صلى الله عليك يا ابن رسول الله، روحي وجسمي وأرواح العالمين لك الفداء يا شهيد ويا مظلوم كربلاء. يا ليتنا كنا معكم فنفوز معكم فوزا عظيما. Before we start the Masaib, I want you to join me in calling out to Imam al-Hussein. And I want us all to recite together and show our love to Imam al-Hussein. So join me.
Ya Aba Abdillah, Ya Hussein ibn Ali, Ayyuha al-Shahid, Ya ibn Rasulillah, Ya Hujjat Allah ala khalqi, Ya Sayyidina wa Mawlana, Inna tawajjahna wastashfa'na wa tawassalna bika ila Allah wa qaddamnaka bayna yaday hajatina ya wajiha inda Allah ishfa'lana inda Allah ya wajiha inda Allah ishfa'lana inda Allah.
On the day of Ashura, the companions of Imam al-Hussein, they were very loyal to him. When they realized that it was their duty to protect their Imam, and they realized that was their duty on that day, they did everything they had to protect their Imam. We're told that when two of the companions were leaving for the plains of Karbala, Imam al-Hussein looked at their face and he saw that they were crying. So Imam asked him, "Why are you crying? Soon you'll reach paradise. Soon you'll be with the Prophet of Allah." They say to him, "Oh, our master, we're not crying for ourselves, we're crying for you. After we give our lives and we sacrifice our lives for you, we won't be there to protect you. Who's going to protect you at that time?" They were so loyal to Imam al-Hussein that when the arrows would come to the Imam, the spears would come to the Imam, they would put out their swords, they'd put out their shields, and if the arrows were too many, they'd put their body in the middle. They'd put their chest in the middle. They'd put their face in the middle. We're told some of these companions, as long as they were alive, not a single arrow hit Imam Hussein. Not a single spear was allowed to hit Imam al-Hussein. And he loved them so much. Brothers and sisters, he loved them like he loved his own children. We're told on the day of Ashura, when Ali al-Akbar fell to the plains of Karbala, and Imam al-Hussein comes to the body of Ali al-Akbar, do you know what he does? He puts his cheeks on the cheeks of Ali al-Akbar. But there was a slave on the plains of Karbala. He sought permission to go, and he fought bravely. And the Imam loved him so much. He fought bravely. When he fell to the plains of Karbala, he called out to Imam al-Hussein, "Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah." The Imam hastened to his body. Do you know what the Imam did? The Imam came down from his horse. He put his own cheeks on the cheeks of that slave. When that slave realized that Al-Hussein is with me, these are the cheeks of Hussein, this is the breath of Hussein, he said on that day, "Man mithli wa ibn Rasulillah wadhi'an khaddahu ala khaddi." Who is so lucky as I am today, the grandson of Rasulullah is putting his cheeks on. وسيعلم الذين ظلموا آل محمد أيام قلبيا قلبون إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. Wallah, we pray to you for the sake of Imam al-Hussein and the companions of Imam al-Hussein. O Allah, accept our tears and our good deeds for Imam al-Husayn. Say Ameen and say it loudly. O Allah, forgive all of our sins for the sake of Imam al-Husayn. O Allah, in this school, help us to understand the message and the values of Imam al-Husayn. O Allah, help us to follow in the footsteps of Imam al-Husayn. O Allah, allow us to be role models for the rest of the society. Ya Allah, for all those who are sick and suffering, grant them a complete and a quick recovery. And Ya Allah, for the sake of Imam al-Husayn, hasten the reappearance of the 12th Imam.
Sad and grievous day of Ashura, we are proud to be called the Shia. On that sad and grievous day of Ashura, we are proud to be called the Shia.
Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein.
Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein.